I'd like to say what a joy it is to be here with you folks. I appreciate the prayers that you have said on my behalf. And God has been good to us since we've been here and has blessed the cards. You that don't know me, haven't met me. I'm a missionary out of Resaca, Georgia. Concord Baptist Church, our church is in Fairmount. Dr. Sammy Allen, my pastor. He's the only pastor the church has had, and this is his 52nd year. And God is blessed at our church. Our mission lady told Brother Sammy a good while back that the sun never sets on the mission of Concord Baptist Church. And that is a blessing there. You that don't know me, I'm going to be very quick where I'm getting the message. And you've seen me walk around. My arm is messed up. I had spider meningitis when I was 3 months old. Born and raised in an independent pastor's home. Cut my teeth on the front row of an independent Baptist church. The Lord saved me at the age of 7 on Christmas Eve, Sunday morning. The greatest Christmas gift a man could ever have. Or a boy, or a man, or a girl, whoever it may be. But I'm thankful for the days that God's allowed me to serve Him. If you remember the last time I was here, I quoted my life verse. And it goes a little bit with the message tonight. The Bible says in Psalms chapter number 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, established my going. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. The Bible says, many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. My testimony, my life started in a pit. When I was born, preacher, I didn't realize I was in a pit. But as the days went on, I realized the Lord showed me where I was. And the pit, I could not get out by myself. So the Lord picked me up out of the pit. And when He picked me up out of the pit, out of the miry clay, it's amazing. Only God can do this. Have you ever thought about it, preacher? When God picked us up out of that miry clay, out of that pit, that none of the pit came out with us? Only God. If you boys and girls, if you get in a mud hole and your mom or daddy comes and picks you up, the mud hole is going to come up with you. But only God can pick a man up out of the pit of the miry clay. And none of the pit comes up. It stays in the pit. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. I want to preach for a little while tonight from Ezekiel chapter number 37. And I pray that I'm able to help somebody tonight. I'm nervous. The preacher, I was not expecting to do anything tonight. I thought the pastor brought a tremendous message this morning. And I really was looking for him to preach tonight. When he got through preaching, I said, well, I can relax this afternoon. He'll be preaching. Well, he asked me if I had a little bit of time to share a message tonight. And so I'm always glad to open the Word of God. Stand if you want to during the reading. Don't have to. I don't usually ask them to stand because it's hard for me to stand and hold my Bible and read. And I'd rather sit there and make sure the preacher's reading from the King James Bible, amen, than to stand up and look at the preacher and take for granted. That's not mine. Take for granted. Take for granted that he's reading the truth. So, Ezekiel chapter number 37. Let's look at verse number 1. The Bible said, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out into the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them around about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." Sounds like our Baptist churches today. "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." Brother song leader, how about leading us in a word of prayer, please, sir? Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight on this topic. It's okay to be in the valley. It's okay to be in the valley. If you were to come to me and say, "Preacher, I've been in the, pray for me, I'm going through a valley." I say, "Praise God, you're going through a valley, preacher. That means God's doing, working on you. God's doing something for you." I love the mountaintops. I like to drive through the mountains and look over into the valley. But sometimes it gets tiresome being on the mountain. And I did not plan this morning, my friend, to get up and get in the valley. I never planned to get in the valley. The only way that I'll get in the valley is when God picks me up and he sets me over in the valley. I know God's working on me when I'm in the valley. Now, I'd much rather you, young lady, come to me and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm in the valley." But don't any of you come to me and tell me that, "Preacher, I've been in the dumps. Pray for me, I'm in the dumps." You know what I'm going to say to you? I'm going to say, "Get out of the trash can." The only reason you're in the dumps is you're hanging around the devil and the things of this world. And it's more likely if you're going, yes, you're going to church, yes, you're doing this, yes, you're doing that. But if you're lingering over here in the middle of the row, and you never know where that foot, that hole is where you're going to stumble and fall. I'm sorry, preacher. But the devil on this side, the Lord on this side. Matter of fact, I want to see that button to hit for the deacons. Amen. But I'm going down here and going on, staying on the road. And then all of a sudden, I don't want to be able to have to hit a hole and stumble and fall off on the devil's side. So therefore, to keep from getting on, the falling in the trap on the devil's side, the thing to do is to get over here as close to God as I can get. As close to God as I can get. But when He sets me in the valley of dry bones, it's in the valley where He restores my soul. Oh, my friend, today, don't worry about being in the valley. You folks traveling to Florida on the devil's side over there, you've already taken up the offering, praise God. No refunds. Now, if you stop in Georgia, that's okay. I can understand that. But in the valley, oh, my friend, there's treasures in the valley. I don't have time to go through all this, but this is what's on my heart. In the valley, God will make this trial you're going through. Hey, don't go to bed having a pity party tonight. If you want a smooth, soft bed on, and you try doing it going to have a pity party, that's going to be a rough bed. Get that pity and that party out of the bed where you can rest good. And just let yourself know that the Bible is true. And He'll make that trial you're going through, He'll make that trial a blessing. Everywhere I go, there's people that are hurting, that are in the valley. I'm taking Christ across America. There ought to be more cars than I've gotten, preacher. But that's our trouble. We're over here closer on the devil's side and not spending that time with God. And we are. You can't be on the devil's side and get a burden for somebody. God will not burden your heart for anybody if you're on the devil's side. It takes fellowship with God. Two things I'm doing in the mission work God has called me to do. I'm taking Christ across America. I go a-hunting. I don't know what caliber gun that you got tonight, but I got in my pocket a pistol. I got my full gun up there. Prayers are my bullets, and my aim is sinners. Now, I can use a gun that won't do no good. If I had a gun here, you don't know what all's in the valley. And I've got a gun here. And I've only got one bullet. And I don't know where it is in the chamber. And I'm going over here to witness to this person over here. I told them, but it didn't do nothing right away. It didn't do nothing. I don't know how far I have to go or how many times I'll have to go back. It didn't do nothing. Hey. I go to churches. Pastors are in the valley. I've been in church after church after church that the pastor's been in the valley. I've been in the valley. And the easiest way for preacher you to get out of that valley, even God has picked me up and set me over in the valley. Picked you up off the mountain and set you in the valley. Maybe the only way you can get out of that valley is God set me in the valley of dry bones with you. And together we can share that thing. Remember, the valley is not a small place. That valley, it's hard to see everything in that valley. And in that valley, this is what we need to do right here. In the valley, just keep walking. Even though we don't see nothing but dry bones, just keep walking. It don't seem like God's doing anything in our churches. We're in the valley. Just keep going. Keep going. Don't quit church. Keep going. And one of these days, hallelujah, one of these days, guess what will happen? You bump into somebody. They were going to leave last week. God kept them here this week to buy my lunch today. How about that? I've been wandering in this valley. I've been using my cell phone calling pastors in this valley. I've been using my cell phone texting pastors in this valley. I'm not going to say no name, preacher. But maybe one time I can call him and we'll bump in together on that valley. I know he's a busy man. I'm picking at him. I'm just glad you didn't say there's a button up there for missionaries. Keep walking. Keep wandering around, is this the day that I'm going to bump into somebody? What would you do, song leader, if you're wandering around in the valley and all those dry bones there, and all of a sudden that dry bone got up and started walking with you hand in hand? Just keep wandering around in the valley. Keep watching in the valley. Sooner or later, something's going to happen. Oh, I like this one. Keep worshiping in the valley. You're not alone. You're not. There may be a small crowd around this church over here. There may be a large number over here. But if it's a true church that uses the 1611 King James Bible, we can have just as much God is with this one over here as we can over here. And maybe one day in town, while we're in the valley, we'll bump over into somebody over here from this other church at Antioch. That the preacher was talking about this morning, preaching on this morning. That blessed my heart. Keep waiting on the wind, because pretty soon he's going to blow his breath in you. We're dead now. We're just dry bones. But if we keep walking, we keep wandering around, we keep watching, we keep worshiping, pretty soon, before we know it, He'll cause His breath to breathe on us. Those dry bones. Say, preacher, what did you find in the valley? Well, I found myself in need in the pit. I found that I couldn't get out by myself. I found myself, found myself crying out. And I found out that God heard me. You know, the only reason that God sets you on the mountain, this blessed my heart. The only reason God set you on the mountain first when He picked you up out of the, are you saved? When God, if you're saved, I don't know, you just met. But if you're saved and God picked you up out of that pit, the only reason He didn't carry you straight to the valley. Oh, we would have felt like we were on the mountaintop once we, after He pulled us out of the pit. He could set us directly in the valley. But I just picture God setting you up on that mountaintop and standing back. What do I want to make of her? He said, He can't work on you on the mountain. But then He picks you up once He gets a plan. Then He'll set you in the valley and begin to restore your soul. And then, after He works a while, He's wanting to see the work that He's done. So He'll set us back up on the mountaintop and gaze and stand in awe of His handiwork. You know what? I'm going to probably die in the valley because I cannot live in this body as a perfect man. So once God is finished with me, He can't do anything else. He done His handiwork. All that He wanted, that He's going to do. I doubt that He'll set me up on the mountain and look at me. Because the second that He finishes His handiwork on me, as a perfect man, He's going to take me to a perfect home. So, I'm almost done. I don't go say any more than God wants me to say. But if you're in the valley, thank God for it. And if it's been a while since you've been in the valley, why don't you ask God tonight, Lord, I'm over here. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. Do a work in my life. Do a work on me. If you're here and you're lost today, as I go to these houses, to these people that I've been asked to go witness to, the hardest thing for me to do is getting started. What to say when they open the door. Because most places, I don't want them to tell them that I almost said Andy, but Brother Tracy. Brother Tracy sent me over here to tell you about Jesus. But I'm going to come over here and tell you, I'm passing through this way. I want to come by and let you know Jesus loves you. And can I share with you a few minutes what He did in my life? I may not even ask them, are you saved? But if I can share with them what Christ did for me in my life, maybe they'll want the same thing. Boys, girls, men and women, Jesus is a gentle man. If I'm coming to your house uninvited, and I come into your house and you're sitting there, and I break in, what would you do? You missed me, don't you? But Jesus is not going to come in uninvited. He is such a gentle man. He'll knock till you open. But he won't come in unless you give him permission to clean you up, young people. Older folks alike. He will not enter in unless you give him permission to come in and clean you up where he can have a place that he can abide with you. Thank you, Pastor. That's the message. God bless you. Thank you for the time. Hope I didn't go over.
Steve is coming to lead us in a song.